Hello, everybody. Brian here, wildlabs.net. We are on March 9th, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Just thought I would give you a query that was put up on a website called quant.stackexchange.com. The question was analyzing a trading algorithm. The question is, this is more like a response. You probably won't hear it, but that's okay. I want to know, what are some common methods, tricks people use to analyze the quality of their trading signal? Let's say I have a data frame with all my different signals and performance. Signals have been executed in different market conditions on different instruments. To understand better on which segment the signal are performing properly and on which segment the signal are performing badly, it gets complicated. We can first look at the performance on each instrument, then on each sector, then on different quantile of market volatility, and then on. Okay, let me first address these last three points. First, you want to measure all the best performing sectors. That's what I do over the last 30 days. That's what I do with my current system. That's how I pick stocks and sectors to know what's performing. Next out of that, I apply another set of conditions, pretty well using forward guidance and basically what professional analysts are saying about the stock, meaning recommendations versus like for a strong buy, sell, that sort of thing. And this notion of different quantile of market volatility, I do factor that in. I'm looking for very low volatile stocks under a certain number. And generally, when I scan right now, let's say, 3,000 stocks and ETFs, top performing, quote unquote, you usually get back no more than 20, 30 that meet all the conditions. Out of that, he's asking about back testing. Now, let me go back into this. So he continues with, then you want to understand the performance on combination of the split on the sector and the volatility is bigger than. In my case, what I'm doing, I'm already filtering out ranking and then filtering out stocks and ETFs that don't meet certain conditions. Those conditions could be, well, let me finish it off. The big one right now is has the strongest forward guidance along with the lowest volatility to it. So more generally, when you want to analyze your trading signal based on a number of N factors, how do you go about getting a better understanding in which conditions the signal perform well and which conditions does it perform badly? Well, that's an easy one. Everything comes down to timing. So usually when you start to see certain sectors perform well, your timing's already taken care of because they're the best performers. Out of that, you want low volatility. You don't really care sometimes about beating the market because chances are those stocks will only stay as a high performer for a couple of weeks, couple of days, maybe even a couple of hours. So those matter, especially the low performers. And usually if a company or an ETF is going to have a strong quarter, it's going to perform. Well, I'll give you an example. Last year, the companies that you're hearing about now that are performing, I knew about them a year ago. And if I hung on to them, I could probably do very well in terms of performance. Another thing that matters is the timing. Well, let me just continue with this. So because the problem I'm facing is the number of segments to analyze can be extremely large, so I get lost very easily in the analysis. And when you consider what you observe is statistically significant and is not just by chance. That's a good one because that, as I said, comes down to timing. So if you already know that you got high performing sectors and stocks, usually they're low volatility. So if there is a drawdown, those drawdowns should be fairly minimal. Whereas if you have a fast, steep sloping stock or ETF and the markets do tank for a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, those type of stocks with the high volatility usually get higher drawdowns. So you don't want to be sitting in those stocks. You want to be able to minimize your loss. So, especially now with the market condition in 2024, where things are a lot more volatile, and you want to just stay away from the really fast-moving type of stocks with the have the volatility. So that's something that you gotta look out for. I would say ranking importance here, you want to look for high-performing sectors. I track 64. So that's how big it is. Out of that, you want to find your high-performing ETFs. And then what you can do to filter those out is by using the holdings of those ETFs to measure those stocks in those ETFs that are high-performing, because that already the heavy lifting's done for you, because the managers and advisors of those ETFs have already the stocks for you. You already know the allocation within the ETF as well, the percentage you're holding. So that's already taken care of for you. And then the next thing to do is to analyze each stock one by one, as I said, looking for strong guidance, strong high recommendations in buyer or in a strong sell, or sorry, strong buyer or strong or buy. Those matter. And then the timing is just add it to a watch list. In my case, in terms of the back test, I built my own Ichimoku strategy, Pine Script in TradingView. You can back test it on the fly by measuring the profit factor of that stock or ETF. This is not a certain measurement in profit factor. You don't even add it to the watch list. So you're able to whittle down very quickly the high performers, low volatile, and nearly really well-timed stocks that could break out. And a lot of times in these challenging markets, you may miss out. You may take some losses, but there's a high probability of that because we are in a challenged market, minus if you took out the Nvidia and the other Magnificent Six. Outside of Apple, you'll see that the losses in the market. So you already know your high performing sectors. You'll know your high performing stocks that have the highest allocation from those ETFs. On top of you're looking out for the ones that have the highest or strongest guidance and highest number of recommended for buy and strong buy. That's pretty well it. And depending upon your platform, I'm using TradingView, as I said. I built my own little strategy and using Ichimoku. Kind of works. I'm going to probably add in more for better timing on stuff. But for defensive, this is pretty good. I'm hoping that really helps you out. Now, I've got a community if you want to learn more about this, trying to get people in, talk about it. We just broke through 200 people on Discord. You can find that in my description. And we also got, if you want some trading books, PDFs, using Excel and open source Java project. I've got some books on that. Also, I'd recommend you check out my Substack as well to see what's performing and using my analysis as well. So you can do all that, and all the links are available in the description. And hopefully, I'll help you out. And we shall talk to you later. Have a good day.